This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws, a bill that permits the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. It also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries like Syria. The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo, supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 14 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors. The attack came amidst a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week in fighting between government forces supporting President Bashar al-Assad and rebel groups trying to overthrow his government. The rebels have bombarded government-controlled neighborhoods with rockets and artillery fire, while Syrian jet fighters have conducted air raids. More than 60 people have been killed in Aleppo in the last 24 hours. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura says he plans to hold another round of peace talks next month, but called for a ceasefire to be revitalized before a date is set. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appeared to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is denying signing any agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Kissinger spoke this week at the Vietnam War Summit in Austin, Texas. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is belittling Democrat Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency. Trump says she would not have a chance at the presidency, except that she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. U.S. political surveys have consistently shown that women, often 70% or more, hold a negative view of Trump. The polls show Clinton with about a 9% a 9 percentage point lead in a hypothetical face-off with Trump in the November national election. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016. A report Thursday by the Commerce Department says the new data show growth was much slower than the last quarter of last year. They showed the U.S. economy expanding only one-half of 1% at an annual rate. The United Nations Security Council removed a 12-year-old arms embargo on Ivory Coast Thursday and renewed the UN peacekeeping mission for that country for another year. The embargo was imposed in 2004 after the country's civil war. The resolution, passed by a unanimous vote, welcomes an ongoing dialogue among all Ivorian political parties and the improvement of the human rights situation. The Iraqi government has shut down the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad. Iraq's Communications and Media Commission decided to revoke the news agency's license and close its office for 1 year, effective Wednesday. The government cited what it called Al Jazeera's continuing violations of the rules issued to regulate coverage of the war on terror. Iraqi authorities have long perceived Al Jazeera's media coverage as hostile to Iraq's Shiite majority and too friendly toward the Islamic State. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated outside the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar Thursday over its use of the term Rohingya to describe the country's ethnic Muslim minority group. The protesters, joined by some Buddhist monks, are calling on the group to be referred to as Bengalis, saying they are illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. The protest began after the U.S. Embassy used the term Rohingya in a statement of concern following the drowning of dozens of people after their boat capsized off the coast of Rakhine State. Turkey says it has accused 12 people in connection with Wednesday's bomb attack in the northwestern city of Bursa, in which 13 people were wounded. The state news agency says police detained 12 people in Bursa and Istanbul, as well as two other cities. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. R&B.